an explosion occurred a couple of weeks ago. If you could just take us back to that incident, where and when did it occur, and what was it that happened?
On Friday, September 9th, 2022, the Trailing Greater District RCMP responded to a explosion that occurred in the 200 block of 8th Avenue in Montrose, BC. The explosion occurred on the property of a private residence, and one 41-year-old Montrose man was injured grievously at the time, and he sought help after the explosion and received it from the local neighborhood until police and paramedics and fire could arrive to provide advanced medical assistance. And he's recovering in hospital now and is expected to be recovering for quite some time. The Trail RCMP connected with the Provincial General Investigation Section, Forensic Identification Unit, and the E-Division Explosive Device Units to conduct a complete scene examination and gather evidence. At this time, the investigation's ongoing, and we're hoping to make progress in the next few weeks.
Montrose is a pretty quaint neighborhood, and all of a sudden, a car bomb goes off in a neighborhood like that. Why does something like that happen, and what do you believe is the background of this?
We suspect that this car bombing may involve organized crime, as it's a fairly sophisticated attack against this resident. You know, it may be linked to drug trafficking in the area, and these types of things are usually targeted. You know, your average person is not going to walk out to their driveway to an explosion like this. So we're investigating those links and determining the level of threat to the community. At this time, we believe that the only danger to the community, though quite serious, was debris flying from the bomb site. You know, one projectile managed to hit another residence and pass through two walls of a corner of a house before stopping. And the owner of that residence was inside his house near where that piece of material passed through his walls. So it was quite scary for the neighborhood. Obviously, Montrose and you know, I would say the other communities in the area are worried about this escalating and, you know, possible innocent people getting involved. We are pursuing it with our full investigation and, you know, had made some progress, and we're hoping that, you know, we can continue to keep neighborhoods safe from this type of activity.
What is it particularly that makes you believe that this is linked to organized crime? Is there something in the victim's background, perhaps, or are there things that he has been able to tell you that make you draw those conclusions?
I can't get into specifics, but I can say usually a targeted explosion involves a different level of organizing and planning. You know, and we're aware generally of how drug trafficking and criminal organizations work within the West Kootenays, and this is something believed to be tied to that.